because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana. I have two outdoor temp gauges right now, and one shows 84.7 on the south side, and on the east side, it's 82.3, so you can kind of figure that in there. I was just talking to Kenneth in the control room there that our grass is really growing tall this year, and it's probably going to be a setup for another fire season here as things dry out. But anyway, join us in the chat room and on frequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth, as you know, is in the control room being very bored operator. So if you'd like to call and keep him busy, you're more than welcome to call in. The phone lines are open, and that is plural. The phone lines are open, and you're more than welcome to call in because you're invited to 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to start out with today's Veterans Day. Personally, I'd like to say my own congratulations to those that have not only survived these illegal wars and stuff, which is one to say there, but thank them for their service, and especially when they're actually really protecting the United States. In lieu of that, there was a story here on Judicial Watch about Veterans Day. And, of course, this stems from Judicial Watch's announcing that the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California has affirmed that a U.S. magistrate's April 11, 2017 dismissal of criminal charges against this client of Judicial Watch, Robert L. Rosebrook, who was prosecuted for allegedly taking unauthorized photographs of the American flag at a park entrance in Los Angeles, the VA campus down there. These are the ones, and as I've talked to, like, James Fetzer and those, David from News Now Houston, as veterans, what do they think of going to these wars and allegedly fighting for our freedoms, and then, like, David and others that are arrested for taking pictures? Anyway, just something to think of. Anyway, as you know, I do a lot of reading, and I highlight some things that I might find interesting, and I try to pass those on to you. I have no clear agenda, as you know. I don't vote. I'm neutral to all sides, and I try to keep that up. You know, there are certain things, but I was going to kind of show how things work. I've been mad at a certain few issues, and I mean mad, not frothing mad, but mad, upset, you know, that it would invoke me to write our congressman or senate or something like that. And usually when you do that, you get a form letter back in response. It says, you know, like, thank you, Mr. Rogers, blah, 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 blah. We here at the White House, or we here in the Senate, or we here in the branch of Montana, whatever like that, you know. And it's just a form letter, and it's kind of stamped, you know, a robo-signed, you know. And they don't care. And you imagine if there's those that call into these places like I do, whether you call Washington, D.C. or whatever, you can imagine the operator that is probably a party politician, Democrat, Republican, whatever like that, and they have to listen to you whine on the phone. And as you're talking, they're probably in their mind going, blah, 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 blah. They don't care. You know, if people cared, things would change in this country. But anyway, I was having some early morning thoughts this morning, And I was just thinking, imagine, you know, if the people, i.e. the voters, actually were the ones that voted on U.S. foreign and domestic policy over their own worthless politicians. And I highlight that worthless politicians portion, where they, not the government, allowed only by vote any actions abroad or at home. And if they can do this on, say, America's Got Talent or something like that, where you can call in a certain number and vote yes or no for whoever is on stage that you think would be the number one candidate to get in there like that, you know, because you happen to like the way they sing or they danced or they did a magician's trick, you know. But anyway, just imagine if people had the control of that. And, of course, didn't have the government with its mass media nowadays, whether it's fake news or real news or what, to sit there and tell you constantly who their alleged enemy was or currently is. And of course, you know, the U.S. is wiping out ISIS. No, actually, Russia is, you know. But anyway, so I was doing some reading there on what a consensus of opinion is, and generally, or widespread agreement, right, in the phrase, what, you know, consciousness of opinion. And it's from the Latin, consentior, to feel together, agree. And, of course, the usage, though, is kind of doublespeak because it says since consensus refers to a collective opinion, the words of opinion or in the phrase of consensus of opinion are redundant and should therefore be avoided, which sounds about right there because even though we are technically called Americans, what America does in its foreign and domestic policies, we have no say-so. It's just suddenly there's laws that are invented. And then, of course, there's laws to circumvent other laws like war crimes and stuff so that no one are ever charged for it. And, of course, we're all taking the brunt of this through the massive amount of national debt, as they call it, as well as having the rest of the world hate us. And, of course, this doesn't just apply to America, to be honest now, because it can be you can be in Israel and against what the Israelis are doing over there in Gaza, you know, and as people speak up, you know, they know that they become the target or hated by others for what their government is doing. And this is where I find that really interesting because, again, we're supposed to accept everything, be proud Americans, you know, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and even a Chevrolet. Of course, I like Ford. But anyway, we're supposed to expect everything. And just say, hey, you know, whatever is done for our, you know, it's done for our best outlook on life, the American way of life, like bombing some other country to make or ensure that they can enjoy our Western values. And then if you read, you'll find that these Western values are really interesting at times because I heard a story about an airport being shut down over in the Dakotas last night, a massive shutdown. And so I just did a type into the search engine there where police respond to. And I couldn't believe the amount of articles that police respond to. And most of them are from these snitches like this post-Germany's denazification thing of the citizens turned informants to our now Homeland Security, see something, say something, you know. But anyway, where these people, they constantly call in the cops have to respond because it could be something, you know. But anyway, the waste of man hours and whichever, and of course the frustration of law enforcement and everything. But anyway, there's and sometimes a lot of these things where someone could get shot. I mean, could you imagine, say you're listening on a two-way or a scanner and you hear that someone reports that a car is waving a gun or the driver in the car is waving a gun. And this could result in a felony stop. And that's where you get four or five different patrol cars. They block off the road. They throw their stop sticks out, blah, 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 blah. And they perform this felony stop. Well, someone could get shot for that. And it could have been a guy just admiring his gun saying, well, yeah, I'm taking this to the hawk shop or something like that, you know, and puts it back down on a seat. But it doesn't say they're waving the gun at other people. And I've heard this more than once, in as much as when you listen to the radio and they say, there's a man dressed in black walking down Highway 93. Well, every time I hear something like that, I think of Johnny Cash rolling over in his grave, the man in black, you know. But, of course, people are being stereotyped because of ISIS, SWAT teams, you know, whatever like that, you know. But anyway, anyone that might be dressed in black or these outlaws on Westerns and stuff, the OK Corral, you know, everyone's being stereotyped to that if they wear this, you automatically assume it, you know. Anyway, on other news, NATO is consolidating its drug operations. That's a joke in there. But anyway, the Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, has announced that his country will formally join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And so I'm sure that with Colombia being in there, it being a center for a lot of drugs, this is no different where it talks about, within this same article, the Afghanistan, Australia, Iraq, Japan, the Republic of Korea, Mongolia, New Zealand, Pakistan. It's like these areas all keep formulating together. And I'm a firm believer, and people can call me an idiot or whatever like that. I don't mind. I don't get offended that well or that hard or easy. Anyway, that a lot of sides are being picked, and a lot of it, if you notice, is for deployment of forces. And there's some other stories in here. I'll talk about that here later on. But in lieu of that, there's another breaking story that actually hasn't been breaking, if you know what I mean. They keep sequestering so much stuff. But over in England, the Tommy Robinson was arrested on Friday outside the Leeds Crown Court for reporting on the pedophile grooming trial. And, of course, this is something that a lot of people don't want public knowledge because, as we have already found out, that it led to the top ranks of those in the UK Parliament, and it's probably linked over to Pedogate, the United States, other countries, in which a lot of these people that have servitude with these young children and everything usually are on a payroll somewhere of someone's, and that's probably how they're being used to control them. And, of course, this information won't be released because it would show exactly who's on the payroll. So they keep burying it. You're seeing mass arrest of other ones, but this is kind of like drugs, if you know what I mean. They go after the person that is sitting in his house with a SWAT team. They bust through the door and they shoot his dog or whatever like that, or her dog, whatever like that, you know, and they get the little guy. The big kingpins always walk free. Every once in a while, there's only one or two that you can probably call to mind where an actual big drug lord is busted, and it's probably because he's competition to the government. Don't undercut our prices. But anyway, so that story is being buried by UK. It's also, if you watch on Twitter, all the people saying that I could be arrested for tweeting or retweeting this. That's how bad it's getting. That's how much they're trying to bury this. But anyway, the police over there had pulled up there to him and told him to stop live streaming there. And the same thing like David does when he's out doing his News Now Houston videos, where he live streams where his public interaction is or with the servants of those that are alleged to serve the public are. And you see how they, in their total control and submission of stop, freeze, where the law type stuff, continually asks the people to be insubordinate to whatever they want done. Anyway, that article there is on Zero Hedge if you want to read it there. See, where's my time? Okay. Today's Minority Report. For those that haven't awakened yet, you know, between the CIA, NSA, you know, Israel, GCHQ, and Britain, as well as others, you know, they've been watching everything that you and I do. And, of course, in my case, I'm sure that what they derive from a bunch of dog photos I post, you know, is nil there. But, you know, but for the other, you know, emails, texts, social media posts, YouTube, and all these smart things to come, like the listening to our cell phones, you know, these Alexa devices, as well as the apps that one installs on their phones that always wants access to your microphone. They want access to your camera and, of course, your files and, of course, your photos. And you always wondered, like, what would this program that say that wants to edit a photo or something like that? I could see it want access to my photo, but why my microphone? You know, but anyway. But all these things are known to, well, you know, spy on you. And, of course, all your appliances nowadays and these things to come, they're active, they're alert. They're always cataloging or logging something that you're doing in your home. And, of course, this 5G has been alleged to be a mapping service to map the insides of your home. And they can do that by RF signals and stuff, which is not stupid. We've seen this down in Texas before, where they were actually looking through walls at a hostage situation. They knew exactly where everyone was just by using radar and stuff. And of course, radar is just another frequency. So anyway, I'm going to highlight something to you here in the next two stories here. And, of course, I've got a few minutes here. So the first story is about a 77-year-old bus driver recently here, that he was a driver in this deadly New Jersey crash. He had a long history of license suspensions and moving violations. His most recent one was in December of 2017, just last year. The driver, identified as Huddy Madrell, Senior, first got his license in 1975. I hear this on a scanner all the time, that this individual did not pass their driver's test, you know, 9 years ago. And I always wonder, what are they cataloging here? But anyway, all this stuff is being built into a file for us. Anyway, he had a total of 14 license suspensions, 8 speeding tickets, as well as a careless driving and a ticket for improper turn in 2010. This guy was behind the wheel. He was a bus driver, and he was carrying someone's children. So, but he was allowed to drive. And I've mentioned this to you before when I was working on a potato farm here years ago when I was in between kind of jobs and like that. And a friend asked me if I'd help him out on the potato field, and I said, sure. Well, during the break, I was sitting there reading the paper, and I realized that one of the other drivers up there had his DUI for his 7th conviction. And I also had another job at the time, which was in a security firm. And I was installing Wi-Fi access to, you know, your cameras and whatever like that. And being able to access, or the manager of the casino there would be able to access his cameras remotely from his cell phone, everything like that, by putting in the proper IP address, everything like that. Anyway, and while I was up there, I was talking to the judge, and he says, yeah, this guy's a cash cow. And I says, what do we mean? He says, well, he's a known offender, so it's just repeat business for the county. And then I asked the judge there at the time, who I really liked, he was from South Carolina, and I says, well, what do you do with this guy who goes out and plows into someone and kills him? And it was just like a dial tone. But anyway, so he's allowed to drive because they make money off him. And, of course, story number two here is toward the end of last year, as the Islamic State was collapsing in Iraq and Syria, a 17-year-old Texas high school student named I don't know how to pronounce these weird names. But anyway, Martin Azizi Yorand began an online conversation. He had found fellow travelers on the internet and was hashing out whether to leave the United States or to join ISIS abroad and carry out attacks in the name of, whatever home country that he was supposed to be from. Anyway, the article goes on here, and then towards the bottom it gets down here about all his interactors that he was talking to were FBI informants, and that's why you'll notice that whenever there is some kind of an event, that always says was known to or was known by the FBI. And again, like I say, they're spying on everything you do, so, I mean, they know what's going on. Anyway, so one of the closing portions of this thing here, it says the government operatives documented all messages that this gentleman was sending to them in order to build their case. And it goes on and on. But it says right at the end here, it says that like many other domestic ISIS supporters, they would not have actually been able to conduct an act of terrorism without government assistance. And again, this is like the enablers. Remember the World Trade Center's bombing of 1993, where the FBI actually supplied the explosives for that, and it was all recorded. But in both these stories, as I mentioned, the government was well aware of who was doing what. A detailed history of that person they watched, and in many cases gave the parties the actual support, as I mentioned. And so that you imagine if you're a parent and basically to the state here, where you've lost a child. And one of these events goes on, and you have to think of, you know, the government was tracking this individual, and they could have stopped it. And today we have all these uses of AI, these algorithms, and it always, you know, and of course, these are links to a lot of these, what they call the radical Muslim sites and stuff. But if the government has the power to monitor everything that we are doing, why has not these sites been shut down? Why are they allowed to exist? And of course, it breeds what the government's like, because they have the increased proxy military forces to be able to, with visas issued by their own State Department and stuff, to go to these foreign lands to fight these proxy wars. And it's, of course, then when they try to return that they're arrested. So it always shows that there's some type of government sponsorship behind that. Anyway, we have a break. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. And my audio dropped off.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk Radio. Truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk Radio.
Welcome back. So, as I was mentioning before the break, in the movie, The Minority Report, if you remember the premise of that movie, that you were all arrested before, or they were arrested, before the actual crime was committed, because they actually thought it. I guess we're back to the AI today, which they're basically building the same type of network to where you're guilty before the fact just because you thought of it. And that's why thought crimes, the same with politically correct speech. If you go against the narrative, then, of course, you're instantly the enemy. But anyway, and of course, one hasn't, you know, don't rule out the fact today that the automation of these homes and stuff, as I talked about earlier, which adds to the RFing of people with a massive amounts of RF, radiated frequency, as well as the remote controls, where people used to actually just get up off the couch and change the channel or go shut a light off. Now it's all being done automatically with a little clicker or your cell phone. There's new updates to my Samsung there that I can control more devices with my phone. And you wonder why people are getting so fat and obese in this country, because they're just getting lazy. They sit around in front of TVs. Excuse me. I noticed that when I drove up to St. Ignatius earlier. I topped the hill up there, and someone had landscaped this. It's just this beautiful scenic overlook. To my Twitter followers, I've sent some beautiful photos of our Mission Range here as they roll out of Canada there. But there's a massive waterfall there. But anyway, there's a nice public pool out there. And someone got up there, and they landscaped the entire top there, mowed all the lawns and stuff. And I thought how pretty that was. But then on coming back there, I saw some trash that someone had thrown out on the highway there. And I was thinking, what of a unique world it would be. And this is fictional, of course, remember. But what a unique world it would be if people all worked together doing that. And if we didn't have TVs and people were actually out there in their yards or in their neighbor's yards helping their neighbor paint or whatever like that, you know. I'm not talking about the Andy Griffith style type of neighborhood like that. But you know, if people weren't so distracted by what others are doing and stuff, and they actually worked in the community to where you drove into a beautiful town. Yeah, remind me of when I lived over in Seattle for a couple of years there. Bellevue, Washington has no overhead utility lines. Everything is buried. And so you don't look around at this abortion of hanging wires and stuff like it. It's all underground, really beautiful. They have a lot of building codes there. And I mean, it looks pristine. And my dad used to fish these cables and stuff when we first moved over there underneath the roads with what they called like a hole hog. It was high pressure water, and it would just burrow itself underneath the road, and then they'd run their cable, whatever it was, up the adjacent side of the road, buried it, of course. But anyway, but everything's buried over there. It's out of the view, and everything is clearly marked. But you know, if people spent more time building up their communities, how nice it would look, and how proud it would be that people would drive into someone's neighborhood and say, "Geez, look how well kept these homes are," but everything is turning into trailer trash, as I call it, and this isn't any pronouncement against those that live in certain states. But anyway, but it just everything is run down, and no money is going into the infrastructure of this country. It's all being spent in these wars, which on top of that, MATIS now tells the Air Force graduates to prepare for war. And, of course, this is where 984 new lieutenants who are graduating from the U.S. Air Force Academy to prepare for the war. And then it says the worst war. And that article's on Zero Hedge. Timing. Hundreds of FBI agents say that they're ready to expose Obama and Comey. And this might be a good story. It's kind of pushed around. But This is where hundreds of FBI agents are desperate for this congressional subpoena so they can testify about criminal acts committed by Barack Obama and James Comey. And according to the sources within the Bureau, the FBI agents are desperate to tell the Congress about how heavily politicized the FBI has become and how senior personnel at the agency attempted to prevent Trump from becoming president. Well, anyone could expect that. We know they wanted status quo and they didn't want nothing to change. But the point is that the FBI, a lot of those in their higher positions were behind this, just like we see where the FBI is behind all domestic terrorism. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. And take her away, Kent.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better.
Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back. We're at the bottom of the hour here, so that means we have a few minutes here. So callers, if you'd like to call in, you can call in now so that we have to crunch your time later on if you want to speak. But anyway, Louis Posada Carlyles, I believe is how you pronounce that. But this is from a 2011 article in January where it says, it was a trial of a terrorist who almost killed me. And this was a CIA agent who masterminded the downing of the Cuban-bound flight in 1976 that killed 73 people. He goes on trial in the U.S. this week. Of course, remember, this is from 2011. But there's something about this report here. Anyway, like I said, I do a lot of reading. Anyway, at this trial, though, the man had tickets for this flight, and right at the last moment, he canceled them. But anyway, there was a CIA operation there in which took down that flight of which he was supposed to be on. And one thing to note about this, It says, on Monday, the man that believed to have masterminded this horrific attack in 1976, is Louis Posada, will go on trial in El Paso, Texas. But perhaps because he spent most of his adult life working for the CIA, he is not being tried for that crime. Instead, he's being, he is being judged for his apparent role as a mastermind of a string of bombings in Havana, including one hotel that killed an Italian terrorist. See? He's not being charged for that either, if I got that said, if I said that straight. His only charge is being charged with violating an immigration law and, of course, obstructing justice. And so we who are awake can actually see this. And this is in today's law enforcement, where a cop can run up to a guy that's handcuffed and kick him in the head, or just as Israel does right now, who also trains U.S. law enforcement, who all comment that their cop or soldier showed restraint in their physical violent actions towards other people. And again, the state always protects these individuals, whether they're law enforcement or what. Now we see a lot here being talked about, well, like I mentioned before, the SOFA agreement in Iraq for 2011, the U.S. did not want to leave their troops stay behind because they could be charged by Iraqi parliaments with war crimes. And now we're seeing over in Britain, as I mentioned last week here, that Britain doesn't want their soldiers that operated in Ireland to be charged the same. And we see more and more that when the state protects its law enforcement individuals, it gives them more power to be able to go out there and do something. And so when you read of a horrific story where officers fired 120-some-odd bullets at two unarmed passengers and get away with it, but it's a state, see? But the same thing as these alleged terrorist attacks and also shootings. None of them, if you notice, ever attacked any governments directly. They always, go after nightclubs or schools. And if anyone had to air their grievance, you'd think they'd do that with the government. But as I mentioned earlier, like trying to contact your senator, your congressman, people have no access to these people. It's just like calling a doctor's office where, please listen closely as all options have changed. And then you're given an answering machine. And we'll get back to you within, 72 to whatever hours later like that. So if it's, in the meantime, if it's an emergency, press 911. And, of course, they don't want to hear from you. And, of course, if you went to the doctors or something like that, and then they'd say, oh, you're doctor shopping. Anyway, so generally it's so, as I said, you can leave a message. And as I mentioned before, it's just like those on the phone that would hear the blah, blah, blah. I mean, you can just hear how people react to certain people. And again, as I've also said, all these cases that we read about, I don't care if it's a shooting in Parkland or whatever like that, they always come out with the suspect was known by the FBI. They had a criminal history on someone and they did nothing. And so this is back to that minority report. If they know someone's going to do something, they should stop it. But yet this is always being politicized because of the fact that they can come out and they say, hey, because of this issue, we need your guns. In England, it's we need your knives. I don't ever see them go out there and say, we need your machetes. That goes on. Anyway, I was doing some looking up things here earlier here about how we're all conspiracy theorists and such. And this was just a couple quotes here. It says, people that have trust issues only need to look in a mirror. They will meet with the one person that will betray them the most. And I thought that was pretty accurate when I read that. And, of course, there's another one here. Strange how paranoia can link up with the reality now and then. And that's true also. Anyone not paranoid in this world must be crazy. Speaking of paranoia, it is true that I do not know exactly who my enemies are, but that, of course, is exactly why I'm paranoid. And that also sounds reasonable. And you can say that from bloggers to talk show hosts or anything like that, that you constantly never know if something you say or has been said about you will be used through the lawfare to shut you down because people don't like to hear certain truths. And, of course, they brand you. Like if watching years ago when I used to watch TV a lot, I'd watch Fox News and Bill O'Reilly. And the minute anyone had questioned, say, 9/11, you were instantly a tinfoil hat wearer. and they never let you talk either. You could get three words in, and then the you know, journalist, reporter, sick, always would talk over you to totally obfuscate what you were trying to say anyway, pushing their point. And Sean Hannity is the same exact way. I've seen how he details out that, trying to implement the fact that you're some kind of a conspiracy nut. And here's another quote. It says, the militia experts accuse government agents of paranoia, yet they spin around and claim that militias speak in coded phrases, have underground bunkers, and are secretly conspiring to take over the world and enslave minorities. They say it's a lunacy that men at the Pentagon can conspire, yet they're certain that farmers out there in the plains are plotting as well as we speak, you know. They depict the United Nations as weak and ineffectual, yet they portray raggedy-ass backwoodsmen in the world's biggest organized military threat. But, you know, these are true. And, again, we're all labeled as wait a second. No answer, Keith. What was that about? I'll have to get back to you on that, dear Granny. I'm reading other things. But anyway, stay with me. But anyway, here's another one here, too, where this is from Senator Charles Grassley, a Republican in Ohio. He has demanded the response from the Obama administration to claims that thousands of children have been released to sponsors of criminal records of homicide, child molestation, and human trafficking. And it seems more and more that these links from certain parties, from Hillary, Obama, and others to Britain, they're all linked in this child trafficking, pedo rings. And I think that's, you know, I guess I could probably concur with what Mike Rivero says, that the amount of corruption within these governments is so bad that if you start taking them down, the whole government would fall. And I always try to admonish the listener, though, that when you're told that these politicians are elected to represent you or we, the people, that this is why the mind's sake of so many people is on these sexual exploits of congressmen or Senate or actors. And that is the main thrust of what drives this country is all this sex and everything like that. They forget about all the wars. And it's the same thing when I see some alleged grieving mother. You don't know whether it's true or not. You'll never have access to any criminal case files. I mean, we're not watching NCIS where they'll talk about the bullet entered from this direction, and they'll use a laser to point down to show where the bullet came from with a laser, and they'll show you the detailed autopsy reports of how the bullet entered. We're never given any of that stuff. It's reported. You're supposed to believe it. And as I was talking to Granny here the other day, I have, in all these shootings, I've never seen any massive funeral processions of all these children lined up in graveyards or any of that stuff. But here on the reservation here, when a tribal elder dies, the highway's basically backed up for miles. You know that someone died. And I just don't see that. But anyway, but all these things seem to be linked in some way. On to other stories. The Israeli Air Force, if you haven't noticed, has unleashed a massive assault on southern Gaza. And, of course, Israel is now attacking all areas of Syria right now. And I'm not sure how this is going to fly with what Vladimir Putin's goal is over there to stabilize that country. But Israel seems to have a full reign. And, of course, Israel just recently said that we're going to be attacking you and you had better not shoot back. And this has always been a coined phrase that's always common to any interventions into foreign countries. And remember, Israel's attacking a sovereign nation. And, of course, they use all the lies about Iran and missile bases and stuff like that. And Putin, though, with his latest talk with Syria's Bashar al-Assad, has basically said to you should probably withdraw all the Hezbollah and stuff from Syria there, which kind of overflow from Lebanon and everything. But anyway, you know, to calm things down. And, of course, so Syria says, well, Iran can stay if it wants. And, of course, Iran says we're going to stay. So again, this is a more assured destruction, more assured bombings, more assured deaths. And I was looking on Twitter earlier where someone said, I'm just getting so sick and tired of all these wars. And who isn't? As I mentioned earlier, if you have a parent that gets out there screaming about her child was just slaughtered by an American, what do you think of the Iraqi or the Syrian or the Libyan parent that has to sit there and dig their child or loved one out from underneath the rubble of a building from it was just branded as a NATO airstrike? And of course, these jihadists that have been proven to be allied with Sech. But what about their feelings, their compassion? And I am getting so sick and tired of war. It's like listening to Anne Murray's 1983 song, A Little Good News Today, where it's just a repeat of the same, except we don't have the high, skyjackings today like there was back in the 80s. But we have the constant reminder of war, the constant reminder of armaments, who's selling who, who's buying what. And it never ends. And of course, as you're totally distracted by that, you hit that 5-foot pothole in your road there because the governments couldn't seem to find money to fix our infrastructure of dams, bridges, roads, footbridges. And when they try, of course, they collapse. But anyway, there's never any money for that, but there's always constant money for war, and the debt of that money and interest just keeps going up and up, and they just turn to you and say, well, guess what? You, Party X, and you and your children's children's children are going to be paying for this, because they'll never pay it off. And it just keeps the country broke. China has warned U.S. ships to leave the South China Sea. And we know that tensions are heating up over there, especially over those man-made islands, as they call them. And I've mentioned before the Cairo arrangement or agreement that gave all those islands and territories back to China. Of course, China was an ally in World War II, but that dated clear back to 1914 World War, or the World War 1914, that Japan and its unconditional surrender would have to return all those island territories back to Japan, and that's back to China. And that's why all those are listed in the South China Sea and not the Sea of Japan. But because there's oil and minerals and stuff in the area, and now those new magnetic minerals, for like these magnets and stuff, rare earth minerals, these are highly contested areas, and we know that the world in certain areas is running out of stuff. After all, it's easier to mine on top of the ground than it is to mine out at sea. And with that mining, though, like say if it's at sea, if it isn't drilling for it, it's using these massive dredges that stir up the water, sediments, and it probably hurts and harms the fish population. But as you notice, all these corporations can do what they want. They can poison a stream, a river, whatever like that. And it's the only time there's something wrong in the world is when you yourself are in charge of all this climate change. You did it. Not these people going to these summits that fly thousands of miles in their privatized jets, burning hundreds of gallons of fuel. They're not the ones that are causing it. You are, But the amount of time I drive my truck and stuff like that, I used to get one tank of gas a month to kind of do all my chores and stuff. So my 18 gallons is nothing compared to all the armaments being blown up, the volcanoes going off, all this stuff. And then you have to wonder, does nuclear war, does it actually help global warming? I just think of those massive fireballs. And then here in Montana, they always talk about the limiting of smoke from your wood stoves, and yet during the summertime they torch off all these forests. It does not make sense. I'm not causing all that problem. Anyway, where are we at? Within that story there, China and those islands over there, China's army is determined to strengthen its naval and air combat readiness to improve the defense levels, and we can see why. I watched that very good done documentary by John Pilger on the coming war on China. It's on YouTube. It's sponsored by RT. And it's a very good look, even at what's something I didn't know about, that there was almost a nuclear exchange back in the early 50s before the Cuban Missile Crisis, as well as John Kerry and Roosevelt, whose in-laws were all part of the Indochina Opium Wars, and where their families made their massive amounts of money. And that's all documented in that that nice documentary there. So if you get extra time, you might want to read it there. Again, instead of scaling down these wars right now, we find out that the British defense contractors are selling record high levels of arms to Israel. And I'm a firm believer that this is for a reason, with the tensions over in the Middle East right now, the drawing and redrawing of borders, different members changing sides. We know that once someone announces that they're going to, say, buy Russian S-300 or S-400 missiles, that instantly the United States starts talking about sanctions, because this could effectively create a no-fly zone over those areas and shoot down any aggression. Of course, we know that the United States, France, and others are all in Syria illegally. Iraq has just told the United States to get out. And teams and players are being picked for the big one here. I as humor tonight, I posted a photo of Kilroy was here, and I said, "War is coming." And if you know that Kilroy was here, what that was written on tanks, everything like that, you know. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you wanna.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk
radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. The phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. You're welcome to call in and give your 2 cents or a penny and a half, whatever like that. You know, there was a good article that came out on Global Research. Maybe it was Golden, who knows. But it talks about HARP. And, you know, I've watched a lot of videos and commentators of those, say, in the Alaska station. Well, I got a ping on that one. I never heard a ping before. Anyway, about the HARP secret weapons used for weather modification, electromagnetic warfare, and it goes on there. But it's interesting because of when you hear about them heating the atmosphere to create different things, how they change the weather towards Vietnam there to make the different trails impassable through rain soaking them. And you actually have to wonder this, like, what is actually going on in this so-called this electromagnetic warfare? Just as they just had a story here about, remember in Cuba here a couple months back, they said that U.S. Staff in Cuba were getting sick, and they were trying to put it as to some kind of a radiated type of weapon. Well, now that same story has come out in Japan, that that's being used against U.S. personnel. And I think we're being telegraphed something here, that one of these things will eventually be called an intent to provoke through one of these cyber warfares or whatever like that. And, of course, the U.S.'s quick response always of talking about a preemptive strike. That's why there's so much talk about the use of chemicals. Everything is noted towards always keeping a constant fear. And I like that video where Ron Paul had come out, and he says, look around you. He says, your computers, your house, everything around you is underwritten somehow. The UL listing has been approved, taxed, whatever like that, by the United States government. It's not Russia. It's not Iran. It's not North Korea. And basically, his article goes on, or actually a video too, but it goes on to say that the fact is, like I've said, most of our enemies all wear suits and they're located in Washington, D.C. They're not out there in some foreign land. Just like when the news depicts all these ISIS or Al-Qaeda fighters, they're sitting there firing their AK-47s up into the air, and the threat of Al-Qaeda. And yet you look at the ballistics of an AK-47, it's about 300 or plus or minus yards. They are no threat whatsoever to, say, us over here 3,000 miles away. But, of course, they have to have that constant fear. And, of course, that fear is what promotes the generalization that, hey, like George Bush, we need to fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. And, of course, whenever you hear about someone who has done one of these alleged terror attacks, they're always carrying one of those invincible passports, just like on 9/11, where they don't burn, they're not destroyed from a suicide bombing. They're always conveniently left there. Same thing by a shooter and something. And again, they always know how to track these individuals down, because as I was mentioned before, everyone is being traced to what they're doing, what their history is. You can't tell me that someone can't send a text and have it intercepted by someone, and its algorithm instantly pop up and say, the guy said bomb. You know, and of course, it's flagged like that and researched. And of course, a lot of that, as we've noticed, through the FBI and also those, I'm not sure if they were Senate or their congressional hearings, but they had the FBI there, who were then being grilled on how millions of U.S. tax dollars are being used to groom all these terrorists. And of course, they use that later on to get this terrorism attacks going. Anyway, we're right back, 1-800-313-9443.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.